Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, January 22nd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. President Andrzej Duda traveled to neighboring Lithuania over the weekend to meet with Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda in Vilnius. The two leaders are meeting to commemorate the 1863 January uprising against Russia and discuss cooperation in the Three Seas Initiative and Ukraine's EU and NATO aspirations. In an official statement, Duda's office stressed that it had become a tradition for the two leaders to meet to commemorate the January uprising of 1863, in which Lithuania and Poland fought hand in hand for their independence against Russian imperialism. While the uprising was ultimately unsuccessful, it paved the way for Poland's hard-won sovereignty in 1918. Duda and Nausėda are expected to be joined by Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya and representatives from Ukraine. Polish teachers' salaries are set to increase by at least 1,500 zloty per month, according to a recent announcement by the Education Ministry in Warsaw. The current government has promised to allocate more than 23 billion zloty for increases for school and preschool teachers. After the changes introduced by the government, average salaries under the teachers' charter will increase by 1,577 zloty for beginning teachers, 1,720 for certified teachers, and 2,198 for appointed teachers. The money will be paid retroactively from January 1, 2024. According to the ministry's statement, an increase in base salary will also automatically increase the value of some other components of teachers' compensation. Opera fans around the world are mourning the death of internationally acclaimed Polish opera singer Ewa Podlesz, who passed away on Saturday at the age of 71. Podlesz was renowned for her distinctive contralto voice, staggering three-octave range, and remarkable artistic achievements spanning several decades. Since her 1984 debut with the Metropolitan Opera in New York, Podlesz has been among a select group of singers who appeared regularly in the world's most prestigious opera houses and concert halls in Europe, the UK, and the United States. Foreign music critics contributing to Classic FM magazine have included Podlesz among the 10 best mezzo-sopranos of the first decade of the 21st century, while OperaArts.com named her one of the 100 operatic legends of the last half century. The singer passed away on January 19th after a serious illness, according to a post on the Facebook profile of Ruch Muzyczny. Local athlete Marek Zakrzewski set a new Polish under-20 record and a new European under-20 record in the 200-meter race at a competition in Luxembourg over the weekend. In his first start of the year, Zakrzewski finished the 200-meter race in 20.8 seconds, setting a new Polish and European record in the under-20 division. Last August, Zakrzewski took home gold medals for the 200-meter and 100-meter dash at the European Championships in Jerusalem, the first Polish athlete to do so. Weather forecasters have warned residents of Pomerania to be prepared for strong winds, freezing rain, and snowmelt. A snowmelt warning will be in force from Monday at 9 a.m. to Tuesday at 9 a.m., with forecasters noting the possibility of winds with an average speed of 30 to 45 kilometers, or 22 to 28 miles per hour, with gusts from the southwest of up to 75 kilometers, or 47 miles per hour. The wind is expected to weaken gradually overnight from Monday to Tuesday, though roads and sidewalks may remain slippery throughout the day.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold, with a good chance of rain and strong winds from the southwest. Temperatures will be slightly warmer than yesterday, with a high of 5 degrees centigrade or 41 degrees Fahrenheit, and a low of 1 degree centigrade or 34 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected tomorrow, with a chance for more rain later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.